T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We're with the Hammer. As you know him, he owns Hammer's Lot. He enforces it. But this is a strange bill season that we're talking about here, Hammer, because we don't even know if it's going to happen. Home opener is supposed to be on September 13th, but with this coronavirus pandemic, there's so many questions in the air. Now, here we are talking in late May. Still so much uncertainty with this virus. Have you given thought to how you're going to prepare your lots this year, or even if you'll be able to have tailgates in your lot this year?
Well, football season is still down the road yet. This virus thing, it's something new with the mandates and the lockdowns and stuff. So we have to see if we're going to have a next wave coming through. I think that's going to be a big factor if they're going to allow people to park cars. My property is his own business, so I am regulated by the town of Orchard Park, who is working with Erie County and the Buffalo Bills to look for direction about the future of parking for the Bills games. At this point right now, I'm thinking maybe I'm about 2 months out to really know what's going to be going on. I'm thinking you're going to maybe see the preseason games with no fans whatsoever. They're going to try that out and then play it by ear there. I'm leaning towards the Kansas City game, October the 15th. I'm thinking that's when they're going to allow some fans into the stadiums at that point. As far as tailgating in the parking lot, people might want to watch it on TV in the lot just to be around other people. Then again, now we're going to have to do the social distancing, make sure we have enough space. Do I have to buy sanitizer? Do I have to go in and clean off the restrooms, spray them down in between everybody, just to make sure everybody is safe? Signage, I put up signage, if you get too close to somebody or whatever, you're out of the property. There's so many things right now that are up in the air.
Yeah, so, okay, let's say if you're anticipating that's going to be Kansas City is when they'll start letting fans back in. What about week one, that September 13th game? Obviously, if there'd be no fans there, you'd be hard-pressed to try to convince somebody that there wouldn't be fans wanting to try to find some place to tailgate out here. Would you still allow people to tailgate even in week one, even if no fans were allowed to be in the stadium?
That's still hard right now. We got to watch the wave and see how this affects people. I could see people, they're going to be drinking with no mask on. Are they going to be yelling and screaming? Are they going to be shouting it with each other? Doing that, hey. Well, now is that going to be spreading any possible germs around? At this point, I'm leaning towards no. Because it's dangerous.
It's still too early to tell.
Yeah, it is way too early to tell. And if I have a directive by the government saying I can't do it, I can't do it. It's out of my hands.
So what would that mean economically for private lot owners such as yourself?
Well, see, I'm zoned business, and I have to get a permit. There's a lot of other people, like my neighbors that are zoned residential, they don't have to get a permit. So will the government be able to control them also, their property? So there's a little separation there. We do the same thing, but we're under more requirements. Financially, it'll stink, to be polite. That's a soft way of saying it. It is what it is. You just have to make the best out of what you can do with the situation.
I'm not asking about your personal finances, but if you could say broadly speaking, I mean, how much would you say that an average Bills home game, if you have a full lot of people, I mean, how much would you say that is typically for the average lot owner in this area?
I mean, it can range from hundreds of dollars to thousands of dollars. I mean, there's all different size lots, different price ranges, and different expenses. I mean, I just tallied up the other day. I use the total amount of restrooms I have are 54 for all the games times 35. It's over $2,500 just in expenses of the restrooms alone. If I don't have to park, obviously, or if I'm not parking, it's less money that's going to be coming out of the pocket. The other thing is now if the government doesn't allow me to park, now are they going to subsidize me like they're doing with all these other programs, loan programs? Obviously, it's down the road. So I don't think I could apply right now for any of those loan things, which would soften the blow.
Do you have people already reaching out to you to try to book some spots for this season?
I've had some people already, the regulars. I won't take anybody that they just want to camp out, people that have been with me in the past, which I limit that highly. I don't like a lot of campers on the property. That's just more work for me, and I have enough already to do.
So, I mean, I guess the reason why I asked that is, you know, if there's still uncertainty, say, 2 months from now, and you're going to need to know more information, you know, what would you have to tell them if, say, you already had people reaching out, but you're like, I don't know what's going to happen 2 months from now? Even if you still don't know 2 months from now, what do you tell them?
Yeah. Well, that's what I've already been telling people. I said, you know, I put you on the list, but we don't guarantee anything. And it's just there's no way to know right now.
What's your optimism level like that they'll have fans week one? I know Kansas City was the one that you mentioned earlier, but do you think that there's going to be fans in the stadium come September 13th?
Well, you know, you're looking at the other sports and that, especially like with the soccer across Europe, and they've obviously were hit first with the virus, so there is that time lag for the NFL, which they can study more and see what's going on. I don't think you're going to see fans in the stands in the beginning. I think one thing I've seen some companies have, like a little wrist bracelets, you get too close and you get a little beeping sound, or like it's sort of like a
dog shock collar.
Like the dog shock collar, exactly, where you get too close and there's a noise. You know, I doubt if they're going to give you a little zap. You know, a 9-volt battery on your tongue will give you a nice little zap. The DC hits you more than AC does. So at this point, I don't see the fans in the stands till maybe a month in. Like I said, that October 15th game, I think is going to be a realistic time.
And the bright side of this, if there's no fans, at least the lawn will look nice, right? You don't have people parking in the grass and everything?
In a way, that's a positive, but then again, I got to cut it, so it's still taking my time up. As you can see, I have a decent-sized lawnmower to take care of that. It'll be a weird feeling living here all my life and with the stadium and stuff, and now it's football. It's going on in there, and yet you can't go in there into the stadium to see it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.